Welcome to another episode of the White Maze Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Garvis, and today I'm joined by Kayla.
I need to reach!
Jeremiah.
What's happening?
And Mason.
Yo.
Alright, so Jeremiah, it's been a while since you've been on, because you've been gone for a variety of reasons.
Leave my beads alone.
Mostly the fact that you're... Do I know?
I said, but that wasn't one of them.
Yeah. But mostly it's been because you've, between when we would normally record the show, you've been running your significant other to work.
Yep.
So it's nice to have you back on.
Good times.
Yeah. So, anyway. So how has Jeremiah been? Because, I mean, I know, but the rest of the listeners might want to know.
Very, very tired. And I have an ulcer.
Aww.
Oh, it's...
Yeah, you can't drink when you have an ulcer, Garvis. You know how horrible that is?
Yeah.
I know your pain.
I can't have coffee.
Oh.
It's the end of your world, as you know it.
Bastards. That's actually why I stopped drinking coffee, one of the reasons.
Because you have an ulcer?
It's super glued in there. Stop poking with it. Stop!
Oh, I'm going to get this thing healed up, and I'll be able to drink coffee.
If not, he'll attempt
it. With ice cream.
Ooh.
But anyway.
Put down my leaf.
Sorry, I'm messing with Kayla's beads because there's some shiny things in there.
You said coffee and ice cream. Immediately, I want a mocha now.
Yeah, sometimes. You know what I'm really excited about?
What's that?
I love the eggnog shakes at McDonald's. They are so delicious.
See, I like just regular eggnog, but actually,
it's delicious too.
Actually, I prefer vanilla eggnog. That's me. So I guess we'll go with, I guess I'll start off with, I don't know, Mason, I don't remember if I told you, and Jeremiah, I don't think I told you yet either, but I put up the most recent indie exposure on YouTube.
You did not?
Yeah, I put up episode 6, which Mason and I had worked on some time back.
I kind of feel bad that I haven't seen episode 1-5.
Stop touching the beads!
Well, that's just because I keep forgetting.
Don't forget.
Yes. Now, what's funny is, so Kayla and I have been doing a shit ton of Christmas shopping recently. Because I'm trying to get all the Christmas shopping done that needs to get done. And we stopped at Best Buy because I was looking for season sets of things like Sons of Anarchy and such for actually my brother-in-law. But we couldn't find them. Well, we found them, but they didn't have the first two seasons.
Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
You should be able to find that at Walmart.
They didn't have it at Walmart either.
Weird.
There's a lot of things they didn't have at Walmart recently, but I'll get into that some of it. But anyway, so we started looking there, and
Walmart is the devil.
Well, you're already naturally biased against it. So.
I'm Wiccan, so I don't believe in what you call the devil.
And now I'm going to completely steer the show back onto the right course. So anyway, so I just decided to go and start, you know, looking around at, like, computer parts and stuff.
Yes.
Because I either need to, you know, upgrade what I've got or, you know, get a new one, which, you know, I'll get into here in a little bit.
Shiny Buddha.
But, so I got to looking around, and then one of the, you know, guys comes over and first takes note of Kayla's jewelry because she's wearing all of her, wonderfully, you know.
Be careful what you say.
Her things.
Really? Her things? It's my triple moon and my pentagram.
Anyway.
I was about to say, that could just go horribly wrong what you just said, and a lot of perverted minds can think other things.
Yeah.
Yes, I was wearing a teddy with lace and furriness.
Anyway. So, you know, he comments on that, and then we spent, I think, what, like 45 minutes just sitting there talking?
Yeah, I'm just going to play with my Buddha since you keep saying it's her things. Stop poking at it.
But anyway, so we got to talking a little bit, and I told him about, you know, us and what we're doing and all that, and so.
Well, right now you're poking me, and I don't remember you talking about that. Put down the big bead!
My big bead.
I'm gonna punch you.
I am acting like a little child right now.
How is that any different than what you normally act as?
You should see me when I'm at work. I'm actually much more serious at work.
Well, yeah, you kind of have to be, but...
Yeah, but anyway, so yeah, we talked for 45 minutes, and he seemed kind of interested in, you know... Keep in mind, I said seemed kind of interested in, you know, who we are and what we were doing, so... You know, maybe that'll be, maybe, you know, we'll get some, you know, more, you know, viewers that way. But anyway, so, as I mentioned earlier on,
the Buddha is on a magnet.
Yeah, I know. I was looking at it. Forgive me for being a nosy person. Anyway, so,
you're forgiven.
So.
I do not forgive.
Anyway, so, yeah, since we're needing to upgrade all of our stuff.
Anyways.
You know, anyway, for, you know, all the stuff that we are doing. Jeremiah, I've told you a little bit about it, but the,
Ooh, itchy.
The campaign that we've got going on GoFundMe.
Yes.
Just as a reminder, you know, for any listeners who may not have heard it last time, or, you know, are just starting to listen to the show.
Whee!
GoFundMe is a crowdfunding website where we currently have our project up. It's not searchable because I've got to go in and make some modifications to make it searchable.
Did you get that out of my box?
Yes, it came out of that box right there.
Put that back in the box.
Okay.
What? You broke it!
It's been broke. You're diverting me.
Diverting you, my ass cheeks!
Anyway, but yeah, our current goal on GoFundMe is like $3,000. It's, and all it is, you know, like I've told you guys, but for new listeners, all it is just, you know, to help us get, you know, better equipment so that way we can, you know, bring you better, you know, material.
Awesomeness.
But I have other reasons why I'm trying to get these things too, so. And it has to do with us and what we're doing, but that's more of an off-air talk sort of thing.
We're doing porn?
No.
Oh.
Damn.
I like how all three of us answered him at the exact same time, too.
We don't want Mason showing up with peanut butter anyway.
I don't know.
It has been so long since
I don't know. Big Nose Porn is getting a really good hype right now.
Oh.
Especially when they start sticking their noses in places they shouldn't.
Oh, Christ. Anyway. Anyway. So, yeah. You know, so, you know, if you like what we're doing and you'd like to see us do more of of this, you know,
but then... But you just gestured to all of us.
Exactly. Then please do, you know, do go support us on our crowdfunding campaign because we really, really, really need new hardware.
Spindy, spindy Buddha.
Speaking of hardware, I'm checking my email right now.
Uh-huh.
I got an email that says I can gain 3 inches per day.
Woohoo! Alicia would be pleased.
What the?
I was just quite excited about that because, as you guys know, I'm a little guy.
I'm just going to let that be. It's a baby pin.
Put the baby pin down!
It's an itty-bitty safety pin that was hanging out.
Leave my fucking pins alone!
It was hanging out in the corner of her sewing kit.
F-bombs.
Yep. So remember, if you like what we do, and I cut Mason off.
Yes, thank you for that. I said, I know you haven't been on the show for like a while, but we do say fuck a lot.
Who says fuck? You're not allowed to fucking say fuck.
Wait.
I'll say fuck if I want to, motherfucker.
Shut the fucking up. I heard Alicia talk about alcohol.
Alcohol? What? Where?
Come on, let's just share it with us.
And now we stop.
Yeah, it's just rubbing alcohol.
Oh, fuck. Really never mind.
No. That stuff's nasty.
Jason, it's really good if you mix it with a little bit of vodka.
Oh.
No. I'd rather drink...
You mean if you mix a little bit of vodka with it?
Connie drinks this new stuff. It's in a blue ass. Well, it's blue liquor, but it's in a like this big ass bottle. It's like Hetonic. It starts with H.
Oh well, look, don't worry about
it. Hypnotic, that is, and it tastes like ass.
It does taste like ass.
She can drink it. All of us just lose like. Ugh. I prefer vodka and Jägermeister.
Yeah.
Ew.
Anyway. Getting off the alcohol topic.
Okay, we can talk about beer.
No, that's still alcohol. No,
beer's nasty.
No.
Beer is delicious and you can go fuck yourself.
Beer tastes like shit. If I want to be drunk, I actually want it to taste good when I get drunk.
But clearly you've never drank tequila.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I missed this.
And I have drunk tequila, but my clothes stayed on.
Anyway.
Changing topic.
Yeah, please.
Whoa. Here. I moved cords and everything fucked up.
Fuck.
That's sexual.
It wasn't, trust me.
It is now.
He fucked it in a good way.
Yeah. So, okay. So Jeremiah, when are you and Mason planning on, well, you specifically, I guess, planning on releasing your Minecraft stuff?
When we're ready.
Ah, okay.
We're planning on starting recording this past weekend, and things didn't work out on my end, but we will be starting this coming weekend if I have to set Mason on fire to make sure it happens.
Now, wait a minute.
I like where this is going. Please tell me more.
Damn it.
I will say this, we plan on building the biggest thing I have ever seen in any Let's Play series.
He's making a giant dildo!
But that is all the info I'm getting.
Ah, okay. So are you using the server I set up, or...
We're going to have a special server. We're just going to, like, a little $2 server we're going to start with.
Oh, okay.
And it's just going to be just for that.
Okay. Because that's why I had, you know, set up the server in the first place.
Yeah, so I don't want to have anything clash, and I want that to be playable while he and I are recording and all that. So we're just going to keep it separate.
Oh, okay.
That particular series.
Yeah. Okay. Get out of my brawl!
I poked her.
Why aren't you in my brawl?
To become awkward
because
again.
I lost money in there.
Well, then you're not gonna find it.
Anyway. So.
Wait, how did you put money in my bra? I'm not a stripper.
I have a very specific skill set.
Does Alicia know?
Of course, I showed her too.
I'm currently plotting out a like a podcast, like a scripted podcast series almost.
Uh-oh. Run away.
Sounds scary.
Yeah, well.
Kind of terrifying.
Yeah, well, it's going to be done similar to like a radio show, I guess.
Stop fucking with the screwdriver.
No. But anyway, so I'm in the process of, you know, working it out in my head how it's all going to work, and you know, I'm going to go from there. But it's something I can record whenever I've got, you know, some free time, and I can log up a few of them. So. Yeah. Anyway, so now, do you have now back to your all the Minecraft thing? Do you all have any idea where you're going to post it?
Yes, we're going to have. Mason and I need to talk about that a little bit more first.
Okay.
Right.
Would you quit? It's a wicker basket, damn it!
Yeah, and you kept using my. You picked up your Betty Crocker bead holder and started hitting the top of my hand like a hammer. Because I was trying to wiggle it in between all the wicker things, and you just turned it, hammer, womp, 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 womp. So you did that to your own basket. And she's beating me now.
Do not right. beat you.
That sounds like the kind of thing that you should record and then sell on the internet.
Maybe if you're a sick person, but
oh,
so just I don't know. Then. Guys like to be no. beat up. Is it off or on? Hey, out of my bra! Mine.
Anyway, but man, we got real diverted real quick.
You think?
There's a shock.
Yeah, well, lately we've been able to stay on topic for most things, but
I wasn't here.
Yeah, I know, I missed that. So I'm getting to a point now where I'm just based on whoever's going to be available for what time. I'm just going to start doing the show, you know, whenever, you know, everyone's going to be here. I think as far as recording goes.
So in other words, around 7 o'clock.
Maybe. 7 or 10:30 or whenever, because depending on who I'm going to have on, the recording time will change at this point.
Ow!
Just let me know ahead of time.
Okay. Did you ever get a running vehicle again?
No.
Ah.
Well, my truck runs. It just doesn't stop. So. Which I don't use the brakes that much anyway, so.
You need to get that fixed when you get a chance.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun.
Well, I've been mostly driving my company vehicle.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did that just turn you on or something when you said that?
Oh, no, I yawned. I yawned. Sorry.
I was saying, yeah. I knew I was good, but damn.
No, I yawned and popped it back at the same time, so it was just like, kind of release, because I've been having pressure in my back.
Yeah, we're trying to get everything sorted out with after we get all the Christmas shopping done to where we can head to Spa Bliss down in Charleston and you know, get professionals to like work on our backs, because
I'll work on your back, driver. You can trust me.
I would not trust you with the dog.
No, I don't trust Mason with the dog.
He'll be fine if he doesn't have peanut butter.
We love you, Mason. We had to pick one of you. It's just like family.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I always be that crazy younger sister.
Well, it's the kind of family we set on fire. So.
Am I younger?
Yeah, you're younger, but I think like a thing by a few months.
When were you born, Mason?
I'm not saying that on the air.
When you were born or where?
Oh, when? Well, I guess it wasn't about a year, but I'll tell you later.
Okay.
It's later. Tell me now.
He'll tell you later.
But it is later.
He'll tell you later when later's not now.
But what is now? How
No.
What about now?
Later is in later. That later that's not now.
What about now?
Good God.
What about now?
Later. Ah! The least you can do is throw us the year.
Give me something to chew on.
And Mason has gone AFK.
I did?
Hey, he's back, you educated ear.
Yeah. Oh. I don't think he's going to say anything.
I'm going to set on him. Right after I have Mexican food.
Wait, what?
Now you know what happens.
So Mason, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Your obsession with peanut butter, does that go to wolves, too? I mean, is that the whole thing related?
Yeah, I always wondered about the wolf thing. Where did that even come from?
I bet it's the peanut butter.
It actually came from that's my favorite animal. And the whole white wolf thing actually came from my uncle is Semen. Dark wolf.
Ah.
And I'm white wolf. So basically, light and dark, basically.
Ah.
Good and evil.
So, you're basically polar opposites.
Yes, exactly.
I prefer to believe the peanut butter and semen part of the story.
You're a creepy bastard, actually, but that's besides the point. But yeah.
Put that down before you make yourself bleed.
I'm not going to hurt myself.
Well, you laughing like that? Yeah, you are.
Nah, I'm pretty good.
He's taking a safety pin to underneath his nails.
It's not a safety pin, it's a thumbtack.
Whatever! It's still pointy!
How else are you going to clean your nails?
With a nail file.
That's not around.
Yeah, thumbtack's not easier. I use my pocket knife, so.
Ah.
Here, I just clipped my nails, and why did something squeak?
Mason? Peanut butter and your dog?
The sad part is everyone sounds like they're squeaking to me. I don't know why, but...
That's our door.
Let me taste that theory.
Everyone's either robotic or squeaking, so it all depends here at this point.
Okay. So, Kayla and I went and saw the movie Big Hero 6 yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And it was a lot of fun to go watch.
I liked it.
I don't really know anything about it, but I've seen the guy, and I told myself no.
Ah.
Baymax, the one that looks like a big thing of semen?
Yeah, sure.
I'm surprised you went there.
I always go there, and then I come back to an innocent time where I think it's a marshmallow man.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Anyway, but that was actually worth going to go see, even for a Disney movie.
Pixar.
Wait.
Pixar.
Wait. You don't like Disney movies?
Oh, I like Disney movies. But every so often they have a bit of a flop that comes out.
Like Frozen.
Be careful with that. I like Frozen.
I was going to lean more towards Cars 2, but...
I haven't
and
seen
Planes.
It.
Never do. Planes either.
Don't. Spare yourself.
Spare yourself. Just go and watch Maximum Overdrive.
So, did you guys hear about the new Ghostbusters where they're going to make them females?
Yes.
I did not. This is news to me.
They're college students. They're actually, I think, the daughters of, maybe?
Ah.
It sounds incredibly hot.
Yeah.
It sounds interesting.
Especially when they get in those jumpsuits. I cannot wait. Those boobs are going to be bouncing.
Who said they had to be jumpsuits?
I need a
I want them to be jumpsuits! They have to be the Ghostbuster jumpsuits, or I'm going to be sad.
Okay, well, I was hoping they had something, like, up about it, so I typed Ghostbusters women in. And did an image search. There's some pretty slutty costumes for that.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy to Stay Puft Marshmallow Girl.
What?
You mean the Stay Puft Marshmallow Whore?
Yeah. He's typing it! He's typing it!
Wait, who's typing it?
Me. Jeremiah, can you not hear him furiously tapping away on the keyboard?
Well, he could be doing a lot of things. Besides.
Well, I don't think that sounds like typing on a keyboard. Well,
there is a lot.
Although, I guess if he's dragging it across it.
That popped up for that. Some of them are good. Some of them are fucking horrifying.
Yes, Jabba the Hutt size.
There's one in there I'm pretty sure is Garvis.
Wait, what? I need a computer!
No, you don't.
Yes,
you don't,
I do! I
you don't have enough reach.
I want to see what you do on your spare time.
You see what I do on my spare time. It's called Saint... I thought it said Saints Row.
Okay, guys. I got to roll.
Alrighty.
I have to Google that now.
We'll see you guys next time.
All right. Alrighty. So we'll finish the show without him. Now I literally about said Saints Row when I'm talking about Grand Theft Auto.
Hey, technically, I know I'm probably going to get like hate on, but Saints Row is better than GTA.
There's a lot of people that say that, and I'll play either or. I'm indiscriminatory.
I don't know why people have such a problem with GTA. I mean, not GTA, but Saints Row.
It's because they keep coming out so close together. And so they seem to think it's just like people. Your GTA fans are going to call Saints Row a clone of GTA, and your Saints Row fans are going to say that GTA was just an early ripoff of Saints Row. You're going to have the back and forth all the friggin' time.
Okay. Well, first of all. If the Saints Row people say that, that makes no damn sense whatsoever, first of all. But I can understand the first and second Saints Row, maybe, but it's more of the, if you want a more comedic, make fun of yourself game, which is what I like.
Yeah.
I don't want to have a serious game all the time.
Yeah.
I want to be in a game
that's why...
and just like... Have fun with it.
Yeah. Well, that's why, like, Grand Theft Auto, that's why I just run over people. I'm a maniac in Grand Theft Auto. So. But anyway. But, yeah. There was some other, like, little newsy articles that I had seen on Yahoo that I was going to talk about. No, I was talking about on Yahoo, and I can't remember for the life of me what they are.
Oh, Evil Stick.
Oh, yeah.
What?
The Evil Stick.
Oh.
Yeah. Although everyone's already covered it, so, I mean...
I had it first, so...
No, technically the news had it first.
Out of all the people I follow...
This is a good point, but still. Someone posted you the news article.
Cody.
Ah. So technically Cody had it first because the news had it first. But
yeah, because she lives in Ohio.
That's a good point, too. Anyway, but to elaborate on it, because I know it was kind of hard to talk about over Xbox between the three of us. And for anyone that's not aware, a dollar store in Dayton, Ohio is selling something that was called the Evil Stick, which looks like a pretty princess fairy wand.
It's pink, and it has a star on top, and it's an aluminum foil little glow-up thing, and it makes noise.
Yeah, it says on the sound it makes happy music and stuff, and it's got...
The cardboard that covers it had a...
Sakura from Cardcaptors.
Yeah.
On the front of it. The face of purity and innocence. There's a long, long, long story behind what I was about to say.
But
basically, if you peeled the foil off, it had a photoshopped face, a girl on the backside who was cutting herself with a photoshopped, like, red eyes and fangs.
And then when you press the button, there's supposed to be magical music.
And it's just maniacal laughter, and it lights up that image. So you could theoretically see it through the foil as soon as you hit the button.
That's fucking disturbing.
Yeah, and the owner said he's not taking them off the shelves because it clearly says for 3 and up. And, you know, until he gets an actual, like, complaint from a customer, he's not taking it off the shelves.
Well, he got a complaint from a customer, but until corporate tells him to pull it, he's not doing it.
And no one knows how that picture got behind there in the first place, but I'm assuming it's a weird China thing.
Doesn't matter. It's creepy as hell.
Yeah.
Most dolls in general can be, or any toys. There's a lot of stuff that can be creepy with toys in general.
I've seen enough creepy toys.
We're not talking about it.
What? Little Miss No Name? I'm actually talking about the toy, Little Miss No Name.
No, I'm talking about...
You know, he hasn't moved since we put him in there, so that leads me to believe that one of us moved him and didn't realize it.
I don't trust it. He might be hibernating and plotting.
I should just set him out on the mantle and
see what happens. You wouldn't dare! I will literally have him up in flames in 10 seconds flat.
You are not torching $300 worth of toy.
Wow, guys. Come on, let's calm down. Yeah. It's just a toy. They're creepy.
Well, it's one of the Gremlins from Gremlins 2. I mean, one of the Mogwai from Gremlins 2.
So, wait, one of the monsters? One of the,
He's a Mogwai who became one of the Gremlins.
Before they turn green, they're Mogwai.
They're freaking awesome. That movie, I love those two movies.
Yeah.
I know. They have the life-size flasher one from the first one at FYE. And yes, he's in the first one.
Is it sad to say that I like the main bad guy? Yeah.
Spike? Oh my god, yes. I love Spike. I love him as a little queer one. He's just so cute.
He was funny as hell. I loved him, yeah.
He was adorable.
Yes, Garvis. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's cool. Dad's got one as a toy.
Yeah. We life have, size. I think we have one, too. There's like a Gizmo one that we have. I don't know where it's at, though, at the moment, so. That's the only cool part.
She made an entire black bar of audio. That's bad.
Wow, yeah. That was... Hey.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. She's currently chewing on my pinky out of excitement, so. Anyway, so. I have a few other things to talk about. One of them being, and, you know, is Kayla's been listening to something recently because, you know, it's been entertaining. And that's been United Pagan Radio, who actually put us on their, like, Friends of page. So. You know, I'm taking it upon myself to, you know, at least talk about them because it is, you know, I've listened to a few episodes. I've been there for it. It's a live broadcast, like, what, every night? And generally, you know, you get all kinds in this show. And I've heard all kinds.
Well, basically, United Pagan Radio is actually a broadcast station. They do music during the day up until probably around 7 o'clock. Then they have, like, little shows up until maybe a little bit after midnight.
Yeah.
And then it goes back to the playlist.
Yeah. So...
You can get it on your phone. A lot of people do this, but you can actually go to their website, United Pagan Radio, join the chat box, and trust me, we can have a hell of a time in that chat room.
So, and they actually play some really decent music, too, so.
Yeah, they'll play country, and I don't think they ever play rap.
What's wrong with country?
It's suicidal.
Yeah, most of the country I had to put up with was just like all that sad, sappy.
But they do play Johnny Cash.
That is a problem in country music.
Now, I will admit there are a handful of country songs I like, but only a handful.
Lately, I have started liking some music that's played because lately country music, or not lately, like. For years or so, but for a few years, it's kind of gotten the old, in certain songs, the old 80s kind of rock feel to it.
Well, they play a lot of 80s, a lot of soft rock, a little bit of metal. I know Randy, who does Randy Rain's show on there. She loves him. She loves Kiss. Hell, she was in a metal band when she was younger.
Nice. Yeah. So,
well, speaking of music, lately, and this has been recently, I've actually started to listen to a lot of the European rock.
Ah.
I can't say enough how good that actually is, because...
Yeah, there is a significant difference between, like, music from, like, other countries and here.
Yeah.
I love foreign metal.
I do, too. There's Japanese...
Aussie metal.
Freaking European, Swedish...
You should check out Aussie metal.
From...
It's Australian metal.
Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know the bands right away, but there's another podcast I listened to, Incoductic, and he had on a band. He played a song from a clip of a song from a band from out of Australia that was I believe a metal band or a rock band, one of the two, but still it was really good. And I need to go back and find that episode to find that song so I can go find it online.
Nice.
So that tells you a lot.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I can't remember those news stories for the life of me. So
I don't know. You could talk about that one that I went on a rant on.
Which one? I forgot.
You forgot about the 90-year-old man that was arrested?
Oh, yeah. I think Kayla and I talked about that last week.
Yeah, we did.
Damn.
If not, I exploded it all over Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was the talk of the day at the mall too. While we were yesterday while we were Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently that has started to get big news. So.
Yeah.
It's actually funny. He's already been arrested several times, and he's still doing what he does.
Well, good.
Yeah. I mean, heck, when Kayla and I have gone to Baltimore, we've helped, or at least I've helped, homeless people. But I'm not sure how many of them are homeless or not. But.
Well, Julie, I'm skittish over strangers sometimes, so if they don't look Kotaku, I'm hiding behind your back.
Yeah, but, I mean, I've helped people before, so...
Exactly.
Yeah, but anyway, so, other than that, I don't think I have anything else. So, well, Kayla, do you have anything?
Well, besides the fact that I'm crafting right now, I'm in the middle of a mala bead set. Mala beads,
mala beads are best known as like the Buddhist prayer beads.
Yeah, I have it almost done. I just need to get 30 more jade beads.
So you need another like two things of beads.
Pretty much. And then if I have extra, I just store it back. I can use it for something else. Ugh. I wonder if Walmart has it, and then we could just run out.
I doubt.
If not, we have to do it.
I think we have to go to Michael's for it. Anyway.
Maybe we go tomorrow. So, totally love to finish this.
Maybe. Depends on how I feel, because I didn't want to do much else.
Yeah. Well, I just want to go to Michael's, come back, so I can finish the sucker.
If we do that, I've got to put gas in the car. That's the other thing. Anyway. So, Mason, do you have anything?
No. I'm good.
All right. Well, then I guess it's going to be a show. All right. So time for the wonderful closing bit. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode. Just remember, no matter where you found us, be it on iTunes or, any other, podcast listing, medium, you can always check us out on www.whitemaze.net for everything we got going on, including old episodes of the podcast, which are downloadable. There's also links to all of our episodes, our current episodes of Indie Exposure. I don't remember if I added six or not. I believe I did. But anyway, and then as I mentioned earlier in the show, we've got I got a new project, a new podcast project in the works. So there's that. And and as a reminder, links to all of our social media sites are on the front page of the website, including our Twitter, our Facebook, our YouTube, and we've also got a link to our crowdfunding site, which is gofundme.com/whitemaze. And so if you want to help us you know, update our, you know, equipment and actually bring, you know, more material and better material. You know, every dollar helps, and we can't do it without you. So please check that out. And if you like the show and you just want to help us in general, there is a donate button, and that'll help us keep doing what we're doing because, you know, once again, every dollar helps. So that's it, and we'll see you all next week.
See ya.
Bye.
No.
Ah, crap.